Today we're going to focus a little bit about another time that Klal Yisrael meets Eliyahu HaNavi, and that is by the Seder. That we know that before the Seder, you put a Kodesh Shel Eliyahu HaNavi, and like the Alter Rebbe writes, in Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Tov Pei, Sif Hei, which is the last Sif in that Simin, the Alter Rebbe writes the following things. Ubemiktas mekoyimis noigish leilinu l'chadorim sheyishenim shom b'leil Pesach. That there's a minig by some people not to lock their doors. Ki uleil shimurim l'cho b'nei yisol d'reisom l'itziya migolus hazeh. That it's a leil shimurim for the Eibishter, for the Yidden, because he's going to take them out of golos. V'im yov Eliyo, and if Eliyo is going to come, yimtza Pesach b'suach. He's going to find an open door. V'neitzi l'krosi b'mheidom. We're going to have to go quickly to greet him. V'anu maminim b'zeh. And we believe in this. V'yesh b'emunah zu schar godol. And in this emunah, there's a great reward. U'b'mekoyim ishimtsuyim ganovim. In a place where there are ganovim, ein lismech al nes, you are not seimech on the nes, k'ma shenisbar b'simin tof lamed gimel. Like it's explained in Simen Tov Lamed Gimel, v'noyigim. This here's the key thing. V'noyigim b'medina se'elu. We are noyig in this medina. Limzay kais echad to pour one cup. Yeser me'amesuvin more than the regular four that we drink. V'koyin oisay kais shel Eliyahu Hanavi, and we call it the cup of Eliyahu. What's interesting about the cup of Eliyahu Hanavi is one of the many interesting things is, when is it that it should be poured? We know that there's Svarim that came out, HaMelech B'Mesiboy, which are the conversations that the Rebbe had by the table, by the Seder table, or Sukkis, by the Yom Tov meals. Basically, the Seder was that the Rashag would eat with the Rebbe, and Chassidim would use that opportunity to get him to ask different questions, and the Rebbe would answer, and therefore there are many things which the only answers we got were based on the conversations that happened. And HaMelech HaMesiboy Chelek Aleph, HaMidresh Pehei, the following conversation is recorded. That someone asked the Rebbe, that the Friedrich Rebbe used to pour the Kodesh Shel Eliyahu sometimes before benching, and sometimes after benching. However, the Rebbe's minig is always to do it before benching. So they asked the Rebbe, how come? So the Rebbe gave two biurim. He says, first thing, because the Shver, the Friedrich Rebbe, knew the reason behind it, and I don't, and therefore I'd rather do it earlier than later, says the Rebbe. But here's a very interesting thing. I am a person that's Isaac Bigula, so mutiv lezare if I want to chapara in Kodesh Shel Eliyahu earlier. In other words, because we're Geula mentioned, and the union of Kodesh Shel Eliyahu is connected to the union of the Geula, so therefore I want to chapara in and do it earlier. What's very interesting about the Kodesh Shel Eliyahu is that Rebbe explains in the Kutei Sichas Chelek Chav Zayin, which is a Pesach Tikka Sicha, in the Lekutei Siches. The Yiddish Sicha in Chav Zayin. The Sicha starts on Amud 48, and then I ask the following question, that in Halach it's brought down that you're supposed to pour a Kais Chamishi, a special cup called the Kais Chamishi. And in Hogim, it's brought down to pour a cup for Eliyahu HaNavi. That is, look around today, and you find that most people pour a cup for Eliyahu HaNavi, but the halachic Kais Chamishi is not poured. In other words, the Kais Chamishi and the Kais Eliyahu is not the same cup. It's a different agdara, a different cup, a different time. It's not the same thing. Yet Kais Eliyahu is poured, and the Kais Chamishi is not poured. So the Rebbe gives a fascinating biur. And the Rebbe says that the Kais Chamishi is for Neshama's Gvois, for High Neshama's, and therefore we don't have a Shaykhis to pour it. But here's the thing. On page 54, Aberkais Eishel Eliyahu is farbun mit the Amun in the Eden Bibiyasi. The Kais Eliyahu is connected with the Amunah and that the Yid believe that Eliyahu Novi is coming. Was the Amun is the Bayeder Yid. This Amun is by every single Yid. Therefore we have the all Maminim the Aminim. So therefore, Vas Altsmer Nenter to the Gula, Altsmer Shtak is the Meir Bayid. And the closer we get to the Gula, so the closer the Amunah is lit up. In the river is Davki Bederis Achreinim, Nisgalo Nispashit, the meaningful names of Kais Echad Vakais Aliyo, Chotchim Fidik Adonis, Kafim and Isvegin Dem Begoli. That even though in earlier generations, we don't find that they poured a Kais Aliyo, because the earlier Adonis were not ready for Mashiach. Of our generation, our dirt. And as the Adonis went on, until our dirt. Mahaltach Mamish, the Inyanim of Mashiach is getting closer. And therefore, that's being mayored by us in a stronger Aithin. So therefore, we find that even though in earlier generations, they did not pour the Kaisher Aliyo, however, in our days, we dafke pour the Kaisher Aliyo because we are anticipating. And the Inyanim of Mashiach is taka stronger in our generation. As the Rebbe speaks in the Sikh of Boi Tovshin and Beis, which is the Eintke Parish of Dvar Malchus, the Chiddush of our dirt, that our dirt, we already have Shluchim all over, and we have Fotos HaMayonis Be'en HaReich the way it was before, by Yidin and a Fotos of Sheva Mitzvahs by Goyim. And therefore, the world today is holding on in Yonim and a Keli to the Yon of a Mashiach, which even the previous days were not Zoicha to and were not a Keli for.